Welcome back to Success on Your Terms. My name is Natalie Potts, and the goal of this podcast is simple. I want to give you the strategies, skills, and thinking tools to create the life you want and success on your terms. If you're aware of me, there's a high chance you're a high performer, you've had success, maybe you've been in the corporate world, and you have your own business, and you know right now there is more meant for you in this world. I was reading a book recently, The Daily Stoic by Ryan Holiday. I've read this book for about 7 years now, and in it he speaks about protecting your peace of mind. And I'm going to share with you a quote by Epictetus around our perceptions. And he said, "Keep constant guard over your perceptions, for it is no small thing that you are protecting, but your respect, trustworthiness and steadiness, peace of mind, freedom from pain and fear, in a word of your freedom, for what would you sell these things?" Now, many of us are in dysfunctional jobs that we hate. We are stressed and it is constant. And we have to be able to look at life differently and reframe things. And what I love about Stoicism, whether it's right for you or not, and if you haven't looked at it, go and look at it, like be open-minded, because it helps you manage and think through emotional reactions. And it can make these kind of things and situations easier to bear. Because when we can manage and mitigate those triggers that we have that seem to be constantly tripping us up, then we can really slow things down and get perspective. We can make better decisions. And I'm always sharing with people, it's really challenging when you're coming from an emotional standpoint in your business to make good decisions, decisions that serve you for the future. And again, many of us talk very short term about business. In the world, how it changes right now, we have to be able to adapt, we have to be agile, and we need to have the ability to work short term and be able to work long term towards our vision. It is that adapting that is going to strengthen and differentiate you from other people doing exactly what you do. It's a competitive market out there. So knowing an edge that you have is really key. And what I also loved about what he shared is the thinking around, why are you subjecting yourself then to this life of dysfunction, of pain, of fear, when you know that you're going to be provoked by certain situations that come at you? Why are you allowing that and tolerating that to be the life that you have? Really, we need to be owning it and taking responsibility and saying, this is the life I want. These are the things I do not want. And asking that every day, really simply, is this the life I want? Am I waking up every morning to live a life of true meaning to myself? Or is it based on what others expect of me or others' meaning of life? Because it's really easy to get lost, to lose direction, to get upset and lose our focus with what we really want. And I want to invite that as an entrepreneur, peace of mind will come when you can adapt to change, when you can normalize feeling uncomfortable. This is a big one. Do not be afraid of change. Success on your terms is about designing the life that you want, creating that. And that's every single day. It's a smaller step. So I'm going to leave this here for you today, but I really want to leave this idea of protecting your peace of mind. How are you doing that for you every day? Are you allowing pain and fear to be the dominant? We all have certain fears, whether it's fear of success, fear of failure, fear of judgment. And also I think rejection's in there too. But not walking into that and understanding what that means to you is compressing it down. That's your emotions not under control. And they will trigger you at points. So as always, I love to hear from you. If you'd love to connect, I'd love you to rate, review, and please subscribe to the podcast because this allows me to help more people. And I love helping people. If this sounds like you, please consider reviewing the show. And this really does mean so much to me. If you write a review as well, I will come back to you. And I would also like to invite you to a complimentary experience with me right now. I don't offer too many of these, but I want to connect with people who are genuinely interested, who take the action, who give their time to get to the points in an episode like this. And I will book a call in with you and we'll work through one thing that you're working on right now in your business or your life, somewhere where you want to change things up, change your status quo, challenge expectations. So make sure you connect with me, share and refer, subscribe to the podcast, and I'll see you on the next one.